Did you know underwriting on 91.5 KRCC is a community-minded way for over 60,000 potential customers a week to learn about your business? 91.5 KRCC reaches over 20,000 square miles of Southern Colorado on air and online. For more about underwriting, call Mary Eleanor Jeanette at 719-473-4801 or go to krcc.org.
This is KRCC, KRCC HD, Colorado Springs, KECC La Junta, KCCS Starkville, KWCC FM Woodland Park, and streaming at krcc.org. In The Razor's Edge, William Somerset writes, "Nothing in the world is permanent, and we're foolish when we ask anything to last, but surely we're still more foolish not to take delight in it while we have it. If change is the essence of existence, one would have thought it only sensible to make it the premise of our philosophy." It's the 7 o'clock hour, and it is time to change gears here on 91.5 KRCC. The next 5 hours, chock full of music. Vicky and then Melissa taking us up to the bewitching hour. First, a little headline news from NPR and a day in the life, and then let the music begin with Vicky. Keep it tuned.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The suspect in yesterday's truck attack on a New York City bike path that left 8 people dead and a dozen more injured has been charged by federal officials. Prosecutors charging Uzbek native Saifuli Saipov with terrorism-related charges, though they say whether to declare the suspect an enemy combatant is made at a higher level. June Kim is acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and says the attack was apparently in the works for some time.
In Mirandized interview statements with law enforcement last night and today, Saipov allegedly admitted that he was inspired to commit the attack by the ISIS videos he watched and had been planning this attack for 2 months.
Prosecutors say about 90 ISIS videos were found on the suspect's phone. Saipov is hospitalized after being shot by police. The White House has said it considers the man an enemy combatant, meaning he could face a military tribunal. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the soldier facing up to life in prison, suffered from severe mental illness when he walked off his post. That's according to witnesses at his court-martial sentencing. More from NPR's Frank Morris.
A forensic psychiatrist who's worked extensively with POWs and soldiers with post-traumatic stress says that Bergdahl suffers from a personality disorder and likely has for years. Dr. Charles Morgan says it makes Bergdahl idealistic and decisive, but distrustful and aloof from other people. Morgan says Bergdahl knew what he was doing when he deserted. It's just that he doesn't have the ability to reflect on the likely outcome of his actions. And he says Bergdahl also had PTSD before he was captured, possibly from an upbringing with a quick-tempered father. He says all that primed Bergdahl for further psychological damage in captivity. He says that working with animals could help, and it turns out that Bergdahl's already doing that. An animal shelter director in San Antonio says Bergdahl's known there as the Cat Whisperer because he has an uncanny ability to win the trust of feral cats. Frank Morris, NPR News, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Former President Barack Obama took to Twitter this morning to encourage people to shop for the Affordable Care Act health insurance. Obama's appeal comes as his signature health care law is under attack by President Trump and Republicans. More from NPR's Allison Kojak.
Obama released a short video on Twitter urging people to sign up for health insurance for next year. And he used the opportunity to defend his signature achievement that's commonly known as Obamacare.
And thanks to the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies can no longer charge you more just for being a woman or for having a pre-existing condition. That's a good thing.
The video is part of an effort by nonprofit groups to get the word out that open enrollment for 2018 runs for the next 6 weeks. The groups are stepping in after the Trump administration cut the budget for ACA outreach by 90%. Using Obama's star power to spread the word could be pretty effective. The former president has more than 95 million Twitter followers. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was up 57 points. The Nasdaq down 11. This is NPR. NPR's Senior Vice President for News, Mike Oreskes, has resigned after past allegations of sexual harassment came to light this week. Oreskes, in a statement issued today, said he was deeply sorry and that, quote, "my behavior was wrong and inexcusable, and I accept full responsibility." Two incidents date back to the 1990s when Oreskes was Washington bureau chief for the New York Times. Two women accused him of kissing them forcibly when they were discussing job prospects with him. In 2015, Oreskes was reprimanded after a junior producer answered. NPR filed a complaint describing an inappropriate sexually charged conversation with the news chief that left her deeply shaken. Pianist and composer Muhal Richard Abrams has died. He was 87 years old. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, he was named a jazz master by the National Endowment for the Arts in 2010.
Muhal Richard Abrams was known for his free jazz, but he never turned his back on what would be more palatable for mainstream audiences. He told NPR's Piano Jazz in 1997 that you've got to give the audience something to hang on to concentrate on.
The point of concentration is to try and bring one into the fabric of the texture as a whole.
Muhal Richard Abrams taught himself music. In Chicago, where he was raised, Abrams helped found a collective called the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, where artists could push each other to find their own voices and get in front of audiences. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices, after 1 point moving above $55 a barrel, closed down 8 cents a barrel to $54.30 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, working to promote the vitality of communities, improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region, and achieve a more just society. Learn more at joycefdn.org and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
I'm Stephen Hayward, and this is A Day in the Life for November 1st. It was on this day in 1894 that the first issue of Billboard magazine was published. Over the course of more than a century, the magazine has evolved into one of the most trusted sources on popular music, with top 100 lists of albums and songs, and of course, the Billboard Hot 100. The Billboard Advertising Company, as it was originally known, got its start in the late 19th century, producing flyers and papers in and around Cincinnati, Ohio. The company was in business for more than half a century before finding the identity that would make them a household name in 1936, when they began to publish a magazine. It included a new feature called Chartline, an anthology that looked at the most played songs on 1930s radio and assembled them into a consecutive ranking. This edition skyrocketed Billboard to national recognition at a time when Depression-era America began turning to radio rather than films to guide their musical taste. Soon after the initial appearance of Chartline, Billboard splintered their hit parade into three streams: the popular jukebox chart, Hillbilly Records, later called the Country and Western Chart, and the Harlem Hit Parade, later known as the R&B Chart. The first Billboard Hot 100 appeared on August 4, 1958, as a cumulative rating which combined all the other charts into a single one. It's the same method that is used today when the song atop the Billboard Hot 100 can be anything from Jay-Z to the Beatles to Falco's Rock Me Amadeus, which hit the top position in 1985. And the rest, as they say, is history.
A Day in the Life is brought to you by Ranch Foods Direct, emphasizing the importance of knowing where food comes from, how it is produced, and how far it travels. Locally produced food available at the Ranch Foods Direct store at 1228 East Fillmore and online at ranchfoodsdirect.com.
This is Southern Colorado's NPR station, KRCC, KRCC HD, Colorado Springs, KECC La Junta, KCCS Starkville, and KWCC FM Woodland Park, streaming at krcc.org. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is Wednesday, the first day of November. Welcome to it. Here's wishing all those good thoughts every time a new month rolls in. We can redefine ourselves. That's what I like about it. This is your friend and neighbor, Vicki. Hope you're doing well. Let's kick things off with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. We'll be right back.
It's plain to see you were my destiny. My arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead. I'll be right there.
KRCC in the Wednesday evening music mix. Started things off with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, I should say, from The Unforgettable and Little Brown Jug. Nina Simone remixed and reimagined from Verve Remix Volume 4, Take Care of Business. And something brand new here at the station, Aretha Franklin, A Brand New Me. That's Aretha Franklin. Those classic songs, those classic vocals, with lush arrangements added, and very nicely, I think, by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, You're All I Need to Get By.
I'm Lisa Tesarowitz. I am co-founder of Epicentral Coworking and the president of the Calm Foundation. I've been a member of KRCC for over 10 years. I would encourage anyone who listens to KRCC to also become a member. You know, if you listen, you certainly must find the programming valuable. I think that we all listen to KRCC to keep up to date on what's going on in our world. And sometimes it's our world that's really close to us, and sometimes it's our world that's much bigger.
Join 91.5 KRCC at krcc.org. 91.5 KRCC has been Southern Colorado's NPR station for over 30 years. Thank you for supporting local news and local music. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Programming on 91.5 KRCC is supported by Kaiser Permanente, believing that total health care requires teamwork. From primary care doctors to specialists and technicians, their caregivers are striving to think and work together. Kaiser Permanente, kp.org. By the Colorado Springs Business Journal, presenting the Women of Influence annual event, celebrating local women who are active, engaged, and accomplished in Southern Colorado. November 9th, tickets available at csbj.com.
By Planet Granite Incorporated, Colorado Springs' local stone yard, where listeners can choose a slab for custom countertops, granite, marble, quartzite, and more at 3020 North Stone, planetgranite.us.
21 minutes after 7 o'clock, 91.5, Wednesday evening music mix and something brand new from Camille.
Je suis la fille sans joie d'un demain sans fête. Une larme sans poids, une boîte sans lettres. Je suis piscine de bar, une piscine d'hôtel. Sur mes côtes d'azur s'échouent les âmes faibles. Ma salive sans le chlore, mon lit décontamine. On s'y pousse, on s'y mêle, on y commet des crimes. Je suis piscine de sang, une piscine qui sait se taire et faire semblant.
Until the wind unfolded.
5 KRCC and brand new music from Rostam, taken from Half Light, the title track to that, featuring Kelly Zutra on vocals as well. Rostam doing a record just last year, year and a half ago, with Hamilton Lighthouser from the Walkman, and that was a beautiful affair as well. Air ahead of that, taken from Premier Symptoms in their Too Feist from Metals, and Caught a Long Wind, and starting things off with new music from Camille, taken from Ui.
A Night at the Oscars on November 16th is the sixth annual silent auction benefiting Grecio Housing, an organization dedicated to providing safe, affordable housing to low-income families. More information on this on our community calendar link at krcc.org.
Hey, this is Eve Barsley.
Hey, I'm Kat from Third World.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco.
DJ-driven music on 91.5 KRCC, 7 p.m. to midnight, 7 nights a week.
Programming on 91.5 KRCC is supported by Gold Hill Mesa, dedicated to providing an alternative to sprawl by developing new homes, open spaces, and businesses in a walkable community where parks and recreation amenities abound. GoldHillMesa.com. By 45 Degree Gallery, with art walk demonstrations of lino-cut printmaking by Anna Akerberg and gem cutting by Faceted Industries. Friday, 5 to 8 at 45 Degree Gallery, 2528 West Colorado.
This is your friend and neighbor, Vicky, Wednesday evening music mix on 91.5 KRCC. Want to let you know that sometime this evening I'm going to be giving away some more stuff, a pair of tickets or a guest list spot, I guess it would be, for the First Friday Comedy Gathering Happy Hour over at the Fine Arts Center. That happens Friday. It is the first Friday. Be listening for your chance to pick up on that. And Noche de los Muertos happening Saturday, November the 4th at Marmalade. I'll have a pair of tickets to give away for that as well. So keep it tuned to 91.5 KRCC. Cloudy skies and 55 degrees in downtown Colorado Springs. Fair and 65 for Canyon City and Pueblo. 70 in La Junta. Salida reporting 52 degrees. Look for partly cloudy to clearing skies throughout our broadcast area. Light winds for the most part, although windier conditions in Salida and Buena Vista. Lows tonight will be in the 30s and in the 40s. Hope you caught that sunset and just before it. It was really spectacular tonight. Thursday, sunshine throughout the day, windier conditions up to 15 miles per hour, and temperatures warm again. Lovely, lovely weather to take a walk in or do whatever. You can expect mid-60s into the low 70 range. It's 7:40. Let's get back into the music. This with Ryan Adams.
I don't know why I let go. I want to be your friend. Flowers grow through my window, and I love you again. Oh, I love you all. When you laid me down into your beautiful garden, flowers and the love of mine is God shining through to me. It's God shining through to me, I guess. Oh, I love you, Amy. Do you still love me? Places where we used to, I feel sad. I am out here looking for you. Sometimes I pretend. Oh, I miss you all. When you laid me down into your beautiful garden, flowers in the love of mine. God playing evil tricks on me. Is God playing evil tricks on me? Oh, I love you, Amy. Do you still love me? Still love me.
smile, you're letting me know you're the best thing in my life.
can't walk away from you, baby, if I try.
Taking back the heartache, taking back the fever.
That is the music of Itso Fitzroy on 91.5 KRCC, title track to Skyline.